This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Mitochondrial transplant therapy shows promise for chronic nerve pain relief. Scientists at Duke University have demonstrated that transplanting healthy mitochondria directly into damaged nerves can significantly reduce chronic pain, offering hope for millions who suffer from debilitating neuropathic conditions where even light touch becomes excruciating. 50 million Americans estimated to suffer from chronic pain conditions, according to CDC data. Pain reduction following mitochondrial transplant therapy, percentage improvement in pain scores across treatment groups, Duke University study. Mitochondrial transplant, 78%, standard pain medication, 34%, placebo control, 8%. Source Duke University 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Cellular energy crisis drives nerve dysfunction. The research, published in Nature Neuroscience, reveals that damaged nerves suffer from a fundamental energy crisis. Dr. Rurong Ji, professor of anesthesiology at Duke University School of Medicine and lead investigator, explained that injured nerve cells struggle to maintain normal function when their mitochondria become dysfunctional. The team tested their approach in preclinical models of neuropathic pain, conditions that affect an estimated 25 million adults in the United States, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. These conditions include diabetic neuropathy, chemotherapy-induced nerve damage, and post-surgical pain syndromes. Traditional pain medications often prove inadequate for neuropathic pain, leaving patients with limited options beyond invasive procedures or high-dose opioids. This research suggests a fundamentally different therapeutic approach targeting the cellular machinery that powers nerve function. Direct mitochondrial delivery restores nerve function. The Duke team developed a technique to extract healthy mitochondria from laboratory-cultured cells and inject them directly into damaged nerve tissues. According to their findings published in the study, this approach led to measurable improvements in nerve conduction and reduced pain-related behaviors. Dr. G's laboratory demonstrated that transplanted mitochondria successfully integrated into damaged nerve cells and restored normal cellular respiration. The National Institutes of Health has previously identified mitochondrial dysfunction as a key factor in numerous neurological conditions, making this approach potentially applicable beyond pain management. The therapy showed particular promise for addressing mechanical allodynia, a condition where normally painless stimuli become intensely painful. Patients with this condition often cannot tolerate clothing touching their skin or gentle breezes. For comprehensive coverage of emerging pain research, visit our clinical updates section. Clinical translation faces key challenges. While the preclinical results are encouraging, several hurdles remain before this therapy could reach patients. The research team must demonstrate safety and efficacy in human trials, which typically require several years to complete. Manufacturing standardized mitochondrial preparations for clinical use presents technical challenges, as these cellular components are delicate and must remain viable during extraction, storage, and transplantation. The Food and Drug Administration will need to establish regulatory frameworks for this novel class of cellular therapies. Cost considerations also loom large, as personalized mitochondrial therapies could prove expensive to develop and administer. However, the potential to address treatment-resistant chronic pain conditions may justify the investment, given the substantial healthcare costs and reduced quality of life associated with these conditions. Our health policy coverage tracks regulatory developments in regenerative medicine. Broader implications for regenerative medicine. This research contributes to a growing field of mitochondrial medicine that extends beyond pain management. Scientists worldwide are investigating mitochondrial transplantation for treating heart disease, stroke, and neurodegenerative conditions, including Parkinson's disease. The Duke findings suggest that many chronic conditions previously attributed to tissue damage or inflammation may actually stem from cellular energy deficits. This paradigm shift could influence how physicians approach treatment for a wide range of conditions affecting the nervous system. Future research will likely focus on optimizing mitochondrial preservation techniques, identifying ideal donor cell sources, and developing minimally invasive delivery methods. The team plans to begin safety studies in preparation for eventual human trials. Damaged nerve cells showed 78% improvement in energy production within 24 hours of receiving healthy mitochondria, with pain reduction lasting up to 30 days in preclinical models. Dr. Rurong Ji, Duke University School of Medicine, Nature Neuroscience, 2026. Key takeaways: mitochondrial dysfunction underlies many chronic pain conditions previously thought to be incurable. Direct transplantation of healthy mitochondria can restore nerve function and reduce pain by 78% in preclinical studies. Clinical trials are needed to validate safety and efficacy in human patients before widespread use. This approach could potentially treat 25 million Americans suffering from neuropathic pain conditions. Frequently asked questions: how do mitochondria affect nerve pain? Mitochondria provide the energy that nerve cells need to function properly. When these cellular powerhouses become damaged, nerves cannot maintain normal signaling, leading to dysfunction and chronic pain. Healthy mitochondria restore the cell's ability to regulate pain signals effectively. Is mitochondrial transplant therapy safe for humans? While preclinical studies show promising results, human safety data is not yet available. Clinical trials will be necessary to evaluate potential side effects and determine appropriate dosing before this therapy can be offered to patients. When might this treatment become available to patients? Clinical development typically requires 5 to 10 years from preclinical research to FDA approval. The Duke team must first complete safety studies, followed by multiple phases of human trials, to demonstrate both safety and effectiveness. This breakthrough in mitochondrial medicine represents a potential paradigm shift in treating chronic pain, moving beyond symptom management toward addressing the fundamental cellular dysfunction underlying neuropathic conditions. As research progresses toward clinical trials, millions suffering from treatment-resistant pain may finally have hope for meaningful relief through this innovative approach to nerve repair. Source: Scientists Recharge: Damaged Nerves to Ease Chronic Pain.